Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is January 2017, and quite often we look at a lot of life issues in the month of January, throughout the year as well, but special emphasis certainly during the month of January. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Michael Salamink, Executive Director for Lutherans for Life, and for the national organization, but just also happens to be here in St. Louis. And glad to have you in studio this morning, Pastor Salamink.
Very glad to be here. Made my treacherous commute through the about 1.5 inches of snow that caused many school closings and delays.
It's snowpocalypse.
For those of you who are in our upper Midwestern states or even other parts of the world, that's just how we roll in the St. Louis area.
I was talking with someone in Michigan earlier this morning, and they said, oh, we're getting light snow, maybe about an inch. I said, we are too. We call it snowpocalypse here in the Midwest. No, many of us here in the central Midwest can handle it, but it is kind of funny, all the...
always safety first.
The milk and bread and eggs that go off the shelves. But we're not here to talk about the weather today, as challenging as it may be. Thanks for making the drive over and risking your life to be here.
Absolutely.
Speaking of life, that's what we're all about, right?
Right. January, a month when we traditionally focus on life, at least since President Reagan declared the third Sunday in January to be the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, which we do observe in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Also in memory of the now 44th anniversary of the passage of Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton, which have resulted in the United States in the deaths of 58 or 59 million children. And so we grieve that. Even as today, on the eve of the Epiphany, we rejoice in a Savior who came for all people, regardless of what they can do or what they have done. There is forgiveness and salvation in God's grace, and that is what gives life its sanctity. So the month of January, a time, a sober, serious time in which we, as Christians, focus our attention on social injustices like abortion on demand, but also when we rejoice in the opportunity to proclaim the gospel to people who are desperately in need.
Our worldview, especially when it comes to life, is very different than what we see in pop culture and mainstream media regarding life. As you just pointed out, the value of a life is not in what they are able to do or what they bring to, what they contribute to society. Value of a life is determined by God.
And we say at Lutherans for Life, created, redeemed, called. This is what gives life its value, the things that God has done with his own hands, that as Psalm 139 says, you knit me together in my mother's womb, that Jesus became flesh, not as a full-grown man, but as an embryo in the womb of Mary, and then that he died to redeem all human beings, and that God wishes to be eternally connected to human beings, to have us participate in his life and his kingdom forever. That is a distinctively Lutheran, joyful and hopeful understanding, a contribution that we can bring to the cultural conversations about life issues because we are so familiar with, so we've beloved the distinction between grace and works. And so just applying that to life, the value of life, not just eternal life, but temporal life and life in the body is by what God has done.
A truly gospel motivated approach.
Absolutely. And a joyful one, one that gives hope to people who find themselves in genuinely difficult situations. I think we need to recognize, those of us who are life affirming, need to recognize that social perspectives on death as a solution to problems endanger not just the unborn or the elderly, but those people who are connected to them, mothers who find themselves with unexpected or complicated pregnancies, and fathers, and the situations that people are in where they will even listen to the devil's temptations to see death as a solution. Those are situations that they need rescue from, and so we need to remember to be sensitive and compassionate and graceful towards them as well. And it just so happens that that's what brings Lutherans the greatest joy, is to be able to live out God's grace to those people.
To bring that grace, that good news, those good gifts of God, the good news of Jesus.
Indeed.
Now, we just wrapped up a year, I believe, since the torch has been passed. Is that right?
Right. I officially became executive director of Lutherans for Life on January 1, 2016. And so the year has flown by. For a year was drinking from the fire hose. Now I'm trying to work some of that off.
So. And I'm doing my part to contribute to all that coming out of the fire hose as well.
Right.
Glad to have you here in St. Louis and a part of the KFUO family as well.
Indeed.
And, if folks haven't recognized your voice already, a part of morning prayer and evening prayer here at KFUO.
A great privilege.
We're glad to have Lutherans for Life and have you as a part of that. And as we bring this good news of Jesus to those listening around the world.
It's an exciting time to be a part of KFUO, now that technology has sort of given us a new lease on reaching the whole wide world.
Yeah. Yeah. Bringing that good news of Jesus wherever the, basically wherever the internet may
go,
we can bring that good news of Jesus, even where missionaries may not be able to go, we can send that good news of Jesus. So 1 year as director, you've made it through made it through all four seasons and joyfully so. What have you learned in your first year?
I have learned that Lutherans are for life. And this has been a joyful discovery for me. when I first came on board and had the opportunity to sort of apprentice under Dr. Lamb, the 20 years that he spent as executive director of Lutherans for Life, I got to spend 5 months working alongside of him and picking his brain. And one of the questions that I asked is how have things changed in the time that you've been involved with this ministry? He said at the beginning, a lot of his time was spent phoning congregations or pastors and making appointments saying, you know, this is what Lutherans for Life is about. We'd like to come and share this message with the people in your congregation. And he said a lot of the time he would receive a response from folks who would say, well, we're not comfortable addressing political issues from the pulpit, or we as a congregation feel that that would be too controversial. And so Dr. Lamb patiently and compassionately over the course of 20 years continued to repeat and teach that the matters we're dealing with are matters of the heart. However they've been politicized, they're matters of the heart, and that the gospel is the most for-life message in all of the universe, and it's tailor-made just for issues like these. And by God's grace and the working of the Holy Spirit, he was very successful in that. So that now when I visit congregations or call supporters or volunteers, we receive a warm reception, enthusiastic reception. It's a good time to be Lutherans for Life. Our network continues to grow and expand. And so I have inherited being part of an organization that is on the move, and especially with my generation, who is taking leadership in the church now from the faithful saints who have gone before us, are very active, very service-oriented, and very conscientious about the injustices of life issues.
I had to pause and think about that. Turning away someone someone named Lamb who's coming to speak to you, thinking that it might be too difficult to handle what he has to say.
Right. It's a little bit easier.
He lives up to his name.
Yeah, he does. And I tell people that I'm not sure what our board of directors was thinking, transitioning from someone who had an easy to pronounce last name and one whose name lent itself so very well to the tone of our message. And now they have alphabet soup at the helm. we still do sometimes. People misunderstand, I think, the message that Lutherans for Life is communicating. I was recently at a church in December and shared the Lutherans for Life message that God loves all life, that he died to save every person whose life is ruined by sin, who faces the difficulties that the devil puts in our way, that there's nothing you can do that could make God love you more or love you less. Had a person coming out in the receiving line at the end of the service to shake hands and refused to shake my hand and said to me, look me in the eye and said, I heard hate in that sermon. So we continue to have work to do because it's not just the message that we proclaim, it is where people are. And if they have loved ones whose lives have been ripped apart by these situations, or if they have if they're grieving in their own hearts because of experiences they've had related to these, or if there are people who have worn the name of Christian who have dealt with them in a callous or harsh manner. That's a filter through which they hear our message. And so we leave those results in the hands of the Holy Spirit. We try to be as sensitive and compassionate as possible.
What lies ahead in 2017? March for Life, right around the corner, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, right around the corner for most of our listeners. I've got several other engagements to get through before I get there. This Sunday, as a matter of fact, Andy, I'll be at your church proclaiming the word of the Lord your Observation of Life Sunday. next Sunday, I'll be in Indiana. The Sunday after that, at a church in North Carolina. And then we make our way to Washington, D.C. for the always boisterously joyful March for Life. We regularly gather over 100,000 people for that event. And I would say the majority of those folks are young people, high school students, college students, even families who come out there. And it really is a celebration. It's not a protest in the way that folks think of kind of protests of the old days where there's lots of rage or anger even just... It's joyful. People are singing songs and cheering and smiling with one another. And the counter protesters, those who are there to support access to abortion on demand, their numbers are very small. They're the ones who regularly run into trouble with the law because of their the harshness of their spirit and their tone and the way they interact with the protesters. So it really is joyful. We do look forward to that. And of course, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Life Ministry is hosting their Life 360 conference after the march in conjunction with that. So we look forward to that as well.
So all this going on in
Yes, that's just January. There are 11 more months. Yeah, that's all happening in Washington, D.C. And KFUO's own Reverend Jonathan Fisk will be a presenter at that conference.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that. And then, you know, in 2017, it's an exciting time to be Lutherans for life. We continue to... just form relationships and expand our network across the United States. We currently have over 100 congregations where we have life teams. We've brought on staff a full-time mission and ministry director. Her name is Hillary Hawk. She also is a resident of St. Louis. She's working throughout the new year to support those congregations as they take action, putting their convictions into motion and sharing the gospel with people in the context of life issues. We have 100 communities across the United States where we have life chapters. Those are multi-congregational, sometimes multi-denominational groups that work together to share the message of Lutherans for Life. So that keeps us very busy. Lutherans for Life is not just a national office or even a brand name, so to speak, but we're a nationwide network of life-minded folks, excited and passionate with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Life-minded.
Mm-hmm. That's my wife's term. can't take credit for that.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Selmick. I like that. I like that. Now, you mentioned nationwide. We also have international partners as well.
We do. And we are looking to continue to expand those partnerships. Our conference this past year in October, we welcomed the director of Lutherans of Life, Lutherans for Life of Latvia, Jānis Diakonts, and his wife. And that was a joyful time. And they continue to be active in a context where, as recently as 20 years ago, the abortion rate was higher than the birth rate with the legacy of the Soviet bloc countries. And so they continue to work in that regard. I was able to share the message of Lutherans for Life with a mission congregation in Georgetown Grand Cayman this past fall. It was very well received in a context.
I'm sorry you had to go to the Cayman Islands.
It was every bit as wonderful as advertised, but honestly, the best part was the people who were there on an island, you know, where there's maybe 60,000 people, but they don't have any pregnancy resource centers. And so to be able to talk to them about the possibility of reaching out and carving out a niche for ministry there was very exciting. Lutheranism continues to expand around the world. Our international partners continue to look to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for support and guidance, especially in theological education. And Lutherans for Life has resources like that to be able to offer to folks in contexts where life issues are even more pressing than they are in our own culture.
You'll be traveling around quite a bit. You mentioned coming to our congregation of St. Mark's this Sunday, and you also visit schools for school chapels and presentations.
This is what I do.
Well,
we have a very special program, actually, that was begun by Dr. Lamb called Owen's Mission in honor of Dr. Lamb's late grandson, who perished in a prenatal surgery. And so that program involves Lutherans for Life donating, presenting to every Lutheran day school and high school in the country, whether they're Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod or not. Lutheran day schools and high schools of all stripes who will have us will come and give them a set of Touch of Life fetal models. These are models that are lifelike in touch and weight and in size. And this is, those sets retail for about $200, but we present those so that they can get in the hands of the students, and the students can realize in a tangible way how much God loves them, that He knit them together in their mother's womb, and that we all are children of our Heavenly Father through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's a very wonderful project. I get to make several of those presentations every year, along with other members of our staff that do that around the country. We set out with a goal of raising about $175,000 to fund that project. We've raised a large proportion of that already. Now we're in the phase of contacting schools and churches and high schools and congregations and trying to put those in their hands.
So I gather they can visit, listeners can visit Lutherans for Life website.
Lutheransforlife.org. Just type in Owen's Mission into the search box and it'll bring up all the details.
And we've been blessed to be a part of that at St. Mark's. And I got to hold one of those models, one of those, I don't know how many weeks it was.
Well, the sets was, that we right. have start with 12 weeks. Yeah. We have a 16-week model, 22 and 26. And it's when we finish the presentation, it's always difficult prying those models out of the hands of the students to put them back in the box. But that's the goal. We don't want them sitting on a shelf in a closet somewhere. We want the kids, that impression stays with them their whole lives. And if they can remember in a time of life that is especially emotionally difficult for them or for someone close to them, if they can remember that impression of how much God loves us and holds His little ones in His arms, no matter how big we get, we believe that that makes a difference.
I remember using that, you know, in our home. We have one of those little models that that was a gift in, from our life team, and showing that to my son and letting him hold it and and say, Oscar, do you know that you were that little one time? At one time, you were that small. And God loved you then, and He loves you now, too.
And that is the entirety of our message with that presentation. We don't address abortion. We don't even mention abortion. It's not age appropriate for some of our younger students. We don't talk about reproduction, human sexuality, other than to say God knit you together in your mother's womb. And that's the whole point of how much God loves us through Jesus Christ. And you would be surprised at how difficult sometimes it is for us as adults to remember the wonder of that message. So it bears repeating.
Well, as a parent, I have to say that I really value it. So as a parent, if you have a student in a Lutheran school, help your school get connected to Lutherans for Life and find out more about Owen's Mission and visit from someone from LFL to come present that.
Lutheransforlife.org. Spell out the word for.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, you're traveling, obviously, visiting schools and churches and conferences, pastors' conferences,
and
LWML convention.
We'll be
this year.
At the LWML convention, Albuquerque. We'll be at the LCMS Black Ministry Convocation in Birmingham, Alabama. This year, a very exciting time for Lutherans for Life. Traditionally, we have held a national conference every year. Interest in Lutherans for Life is so great that this year we're expanding to 4 regional conferences. Those will take place in September, October, November of this year. One in Fort Wayne, Indiana, one in New Braunfels, Texas. We'll have one in Lincoln, Nebraska, and one in Pekin, Illinois, which is near Peoria. So that's very exciting. Next year, we'll go back to a national conference and then alternate years. And eventually, the goal is to host conferences in areas where we're not as well connected, but to make it more accessible for folks, more cost effective in terms of travel, and to come right into people's backyard and share with them.
So Fort Wayne, New Braunfels, Pekin, and what was the
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Now, you know, the one in New Braunfels, you could remember your baptism. You know what's in New Braunfels, Texas? Schlitterbahn.
Which is
a giant water park.
Oh.
It's like the largest in the country.
Okay.
It's a great way to remember.
We just had a trip. I and the director of development for Lutherans for Life had a trip through Texas, and we went through the, there was a town with a Shiner.
Yes.
Shiner has a brewery down there.
Yes.
This little tiny town, and this was a great big brewery operation. So,
lots of great little towns in Texas. Lots of big cities in Texas, too, but lots of great little towns. Having the privilege of serving in Texas for 3 years, got a chance to go out and see some of those and some and meet a lot of Lutherans in Texas.
Well, you know, our upper Midwestern Lutherans kind of, we feel like we're the standard bearers for Lutheranism in the United States, but Texas has a long history of German immigrants and Nordic immigrants and a lot of old Lutheran communities down there. Very, very wonderful to be a part of. Actually kind of like going through Wisconsin of the South.
Wisconsin of the South. So four regional conferences coming up in the fall this year. I gather information will be forthcoming on the website as well.
It already is. There. We have an exciting promotional video that outlines some of those things, and we'll be revealing our keynote speakers for those. Of course, I will be present at all of them personally to connect with our Lutherans for Life who are on the ground.
You mentioned earlier, we talked about visiting schools and churches. What about homeschool groups?
You know, I've had the opportunity to reach out to some of those on behalf of the organization. Lutherans have always paid special attention to the education of their children. For a long time, we've been very successful operating an elementary school system, a high school system. And now for those families who choose homeschooling, Lutherans for Life would like to partner with them as well. So thinking about connecting with homeschooling groups or homeschooling families to talk about what resources and support can we provide for them? How can we help them as they educate their children in the faith and as they help them understand the value of human life and life issues from the Lutheran perspective. We would love to connect with them. We're just in the beginning stages of starting to do some of that and looking through evaluating the support that Lutherans for Life has provided to Lutherans in the past, have identified, families and families with children at home and school-aged children as an area that we want to especially focus on because we know that the enemy is sowing his deceptions, even at a very young age, through various cultural institutions. And we want to be able to combat that and insulate them with the word of God as well. So definitely looking at reaching out in those regards as well. So for any listeners who may be aware of homeschooling communities or homeschooling families or groups and would be interested in helping us as we develop our connection to those, please contact us at lutheransforlife.org as well.
Just about a minute and a half left. Why for Life? Youth for Life.
Yes.
They have a number of things.
Laura, it is an exciting time. Laura Davis, our Why for Life director, now actually the director of Lutherans of for Life of the West Coast. She relocated from St. Louis to the Seattle area. And they have a variety of conferences and servant events coming up. Y4life.org, the letter Y, the number 4, and life.org. We'll give you all the information on that. Last year, for the first time, she had a summer intern. This year, we'll be repeating that program. And they'll be looking at expanding Lutherans for Life's support for high school students. We've done a pretty good job of reaching out to our college students. We have life teams on several of our Concordia campuses and partnering with several Lutheran campus ministries on non-Concordia campuses. And so we're beginning to reach out to high schools. As a matter of fact, they'll be hosting a conference for high school students in Texas. You can get more information about that from Laura. She's very motivated, very energetic, and God continues to bless the ministry of his word in really wonderful ways.
Thanks be to God for Laura and the work that she's doing, all the people teaming with her for Why for Life. Again, Y, the number 4, and the word life.org. Find it online. Find it. And Lutherans for Life as well. Lutherans, F-O-R, life.org.
Which is a one-stop library for all things life related, Bible studies, sermons, booklets, brochures, articles on any life issue you can think of. Make it your first stop if you encounter those in your life or your congregation.
The Reverend Michael Selmink, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, Andy, and thanks to the audience.
Absolutely. God's blessings coming up in just a little bit. Thy Strong Word.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.